Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hello, welcome to Above Deck, a Below Deck Breakdown podcast. I'm Sarah Goldman, a photographer living in Charleston, South Carolina, and with me is my college roommate and co-host, Kelly.
Hi, I'm Kelly Busby, a former radio host and current volleyball mom, coming to you from my home studio in Columbus. Together, we hosted the Socks with Sandals radio show on WFAL in Bowling Green, Ohio. And we are back again this week to discuss Below Deck and our love of all things Bravo.
Today we'll be discussing Below Deck Med Season 8, Episode 13, High Stakes.
Here's your recap. Lily improves and Toomey and Jess take notice. Kyle with his migraine and Haley with a stomach bug are off the boat, making things hard in both departments. Hard to please guests enjoy Brazilian dancers, but not the steak. And Max is grumpy. Sarah, what'd you think?
I was kind of bored by this episode, honestly.
Yeah.
I feel like this season is kind of dragging a little bit. I'm kind of, and I don't know if that's just because we had like double episodes with Down Under last season. It's just kind of dragging for me.
There's just nothing happening.
Nothing too exciting. Mm-mm. Yeah. So the episode begins with Sandy talking to Lily, and Lily says she's excited to do cabin stay. She wants to prove to everyone that she can do it.
Yeah.
And Sandy reminds Toomey that Lily has a positive attitude, which is better than someone who is skilled but has the wrong attitude, which we've definitely seen that before.
Yeah. And did you notice that after everything that Captain Sandy said, Lily just said, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that was so cringy. Yeah. I was like, I was saying that.
I think that was about like 8 or 9 times. Look, I'm rooting for Lily. I want her to succeed, especially since everyone has basically just written her off. They're like, just get rid of her. So yeah. I am hoping that she proves them all wrong and just busts her hump this season or this episode.
Me too. So the preference sheet meeting, we have a repeat client, Billy Rodriguez, and his fiance, Chris, and their 6 closest friends. He wants a boat with working stabilizers.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's a good preference sheet item. They also would like local Brazilian dancers. Reminder, we're in Italy. Local Brazilian dancers. And a big gay brunch.
Okay. Should be fun. Hopefully yeah. It's a more fun group this time, because last time they were kind of...
Eh. Yeah. So Kyle goes to lie down. He has a migraine. Haley calls Captain Sandy. She has a stomach bug, and she's going to stay on land until she feels better. So yeah. We're down 2 crew members.
And there is a full moon.
Yeah.
So it's hard enough to function like a regular human with a migraine. But just the thought of having to, you know, quote unquote, be on and almost performing for guests and running all over for them with one, which just suck. Like, that is so exhausting. And I feel bad for Haley too. And the last place you want to be is like in a little enclosed rocking boat everywhere. Yeah, so
no, I'm glad she could get off the boat. Yeah. So Luke is working on a new schedule because they're down a crew member, and he's going to put Max on late, and Max is not happy about this.
The old Max is back.
Yeah.
It's weird. He says something like it doesn't agree with his body about, you know, being on late or whatever. And I'm pretty sure for 95% of us, 3 a.m., doesn't work normally for us either, but sometimes we have to rally and suck it up, big boy. I used to be up all the time at that when I worked in radio. So
yes, you did.
Yes, it's horrible.
So the guests arrive and they talk to Jack about meals. Tonight's going to be the Brazilian steak night. And Jack says he knows steak. He worked in an American steak restaurant in London.
The primary Billy asks for his steak to be, wait for it, medium plus. Yes,
medium plus.
I'm excited to see what Jack can do because he's a really talented chef.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to see how he plays this whole Brazilian meat night.
Yeah, me too. So lunch that day is spaghetti, asparagus, and caviar.
Yum.
The guests ask for a little potato to go with the caviar because that's how Kathy Hilton eats it on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
As you do.
Yeah. So there's mint inside the asparagus, which sounds intriguing, but they don't like it.
In the asparagus?
That's
or
what they said.
Maybe it's in the sauce.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know. Was he like injecting it? Because asparagus isn't hollow.
No. Yeah. That's weird. Okay.
So after this, now they want crushed ice. And I was thinking, oh, like for their drinks. No, this is not for the drinks. They want crushed ice for the caviar. Why does it matter how the caviar is cooled? Like the shape of the ice? I don't think it matters.
I don't know.
So then Jack says, you know, the potato is going to be like 20 minutes because this is not what he had on the menu. And they say, oh, never mind. 20 minutes is too long. And Jack says, this is the tartar that breaks us.
Yeah. But I will say I was surprised when the caviar came out and it didn't have ice in that little metal container. I mean, that's how it just, I feel like that's the standard of how it's presented. I mean, at least all the times I've had beluga caviar, that's how it's been presented.
Okay.
Or boba tea, whatever. It's the same.
Wow. So on the plus side, Lily's doing okay with laundry and cabins.
Go, Lily, go. Go, Lily,
yes,
go.
Yes, Lily. So Max worms his way down the hallway to take his two-hour break. I don't know what to say about this.
Did you hear Jack say, what is this break you speak of? Poor guy. He busts hump and you like he's always in that kitchen. You never hear him complain.
No, the chef has terrible hours.
Yeah.
So Sandy makes arrangements for Kyle to go see a doctor.
And Toomey is nervous about her energy with the guests because Kyle is fun and he already knows them and he has a rapport. Mm-hmm. And she's warm, but she's very technical around the guests, just you know, robotic almost. And not in a bad way. I'm just saying, like, that's just what she does.
She gets the job done.
Yeah.
So Laura takes Kyle to the dock and also picks up the Brazilian dancers to bring them back.
And she is happy. In her green screen, she said they could teach her how to dance and she will teach them a thing or two while making a hand motion.
Yeah, let's not do that.
No, but I'll just say it was mimicking a way that women can drop anchor with each other. We'll say.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
She was just so nonchalant about it. It was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really funny. So these dancers have very large, feathery outfits, not unlike some of the people we saw walking on the street in Las Vegas.
Right.
The showgirls. The guests and the crew love the dancing. And then
fun.
For dinner, Toomey tells the guests this first plate of steaks is rare.
Okay.
And the second will be more medium well.
Okay.
Of course. They start complaining that the meat is not cooked enough, like right off the bat. I'm like, did you not just hear what she said?
Patience, my friend.
Yeah. So some of the guests loved the dinner. Others said it was mediocre.
I can't figure them out.
Yeah.
Like, are they having any fun at all? Or are they just complainers? Like, is this what you do? You know how there's people in the world that they always find something to complain about, mm-hmm. even if it's all absolutely perfect. I feel like this is just that kind of group.
Yeah. And maybe not all of them, just a few of them, but it kind of hovers over the whole group. So it's kind of yucky.
Yeah.
So Katie Flood texts Luca and says she's in Portofino.
Oh.
And it's kind of unclear whether they've hooked up before or were just friends. Luca's kind of cagey when the producer asks him about this.
Dude, Luca, you're dropping anchor with Jess currently, at least as we see. You're getting texts from Nat and Katie. Mm-hmm. He gets himself in trouble. Like at first, I was like, oh, but now he does it to himself. So Luca, that's on you, man.
So they finish out the night with a glitter party. I think everyone has a good time. The next day, Jack's plan for the big gay brunch is just lots of rainbow colored things.
Yeah.
Sandy joins them and Toomey tells them the specialty is rainbow pancakes. And charter guest Matthew, aka Debbie Downer, says, food coloring, I could do that at home.
Again, quit being grumpy.
I know, you're on a yacht.
Yeah.
So Sandy thought the breakfast was great. And she really thinks that the missing link was Kyle, who just brings the fun.
Jack said, I've never been trained in gay breakfast. I thought everything looked delicious. And the pancakes looked really pretty. So yeah. Matthew just needs to calm down.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So Max goes to pick up Kyle at the dock. And it turns out he is suffering from exhaustion, dehydration, and a migraine. And Max is grumpy because he's tired.
Kyle said what he's suffering from is what celebrities are usually diagnosed with. And then he's like, does that mean I'm a celebrity? Kyle, you'll always be a celebrity in our hearts.
Yes. Totally does. He's like so excited about his diagnosis.
It's horrible.
On the other hand, I want to try one of these Toomeylicious martinis.
Okay.
It's a lychee martini with rose petals.
What does lychee taste like?
It's kind of its own flavor.
Okay.
To try it here, you'd probably have to go to like an Asian market or something to get the fruit. We'll have to see. Somewhere when we're traveling together, we'll make sure we get some. It's kind of like clear.
Yeah, I've seen them before. They look like, I don't know, like clear oranges with the peels off. Or like clear tangerines.
Kind of. Or like a grape without the peel on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Max goes up to the wheelhouse to complain about the crew food, and he doesn't want the pasta and other things that Jack has prepared. And Sandy says, you know, ask the chef, you know, if you need something else.
Yeah.
And he goes down, and then Laura comes up, and she's complaining about Max being grumpy about the food. And apparently Max is vegetarian, and the pasta wasn't for him. He didn't want it. Sandy's annoyed because he told her there was no food for him.
Yeah.
So she calls him back up and she said he needs to say sorry for lying about there not being food. And he says no and walks out.
He has the worst case of hangry. Like, that's all it is. And then is this all because Haley's out and he's having to focus a little harder? Just It's just really lame behavior.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens next episode. It kind of seemed a little extreme that Sandy was like, I don't like what I'm being lied to.
Yeah.
A little more of like a miscommunication.
Yeah.
And maybe a little bit lost in translation. But for him to just say no, that was tense.
I would have said that to like my mom. Right. I would have been knocked into next Tuesday. Like, excuse me? What?
So the episode ends there.
So Sarah, it's now time for our segment Metaphors with Max.
Okay, I'm a Teletubbies, you know Teletubbies.
All right, Sarah, which one of these Max quotes are your favorite from this week? Number one, with Haley gone, we have less crew, less break. So this means bro, you don't sleep, you go loco. It's a triangle of fire, you know, sleep, eating, rest, and loving.
Okay, good one.
Is that four? Triangle? Anyway. Number two, I can't walk anywhere because every time I cross the eyes of someone, they find me a new mission for me. I have to be a British spy crawling on the walls, you know? It's Mission Impossible, and I'm going to be the ghost of the boat.
Ooh, okay, I like that one.
And number three, I think this might be my favorite. I feel like I am an octopussy with eight hands. I am exhausted.
I'm going to go with number two, the British spy crawling on the walls, ghost of the boat, like very visual, that one. And I actually have one more, Kelly, but neither myself nor the Bravo editors could decipher what he said. So I'm just going to play the clip. So okay. Hang on.
Cool, my G, my bro, my G, my D, my D, my queen.
That's it. Did you hear it?
I did. Okay. It sounded like you say, bro, I gym, I bro, I gym, I bro, I gym.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway. Oh, Max, you're so funny. All right, well, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with Hot Tub Convo.
Thank you to Stream to See for sponsoring this episode. Stream to See is a personal care company committed to making a difference. By choosing Stream to See, you're opting for safer skincare, and you're supporting a brand that prioritizes the environment from the ingredients they choose to the packaging they use.
Sarah, I know you use their everyday mineral sunscreen all the time. Mm-hmm. One product I'm loving right now is the conditioning shampoo and body wash. It's the perfect 3-in-1 product that's perfect for traveling.
Yes, I love that one too. And you know how I swim every day at high tide with friends?
Yeah.
They bought this big bottle of the shampoo and body wash that they keep on the dock. And we basically take dock baths with a hose afterwards. And it feels good to know that we're using products that won't hurt the animals living in the salt marsh.
For 10% off your order, go to stream2c.com and use code above deck. That's stream2c.com and use code above deck.
It's time for Hot Tub Convo, where we discuss what's happening with our favorite Below Deck cast members.
Below Deck charter guests are in the news this week. Urologist Dr. Frank Martinez and his wife Jessica were on Below Deck Med in the first season of Below Deck Sailing Yacht. They were indicted in a Long Island courtroom on Thursday for 4 felony counts of a criminal sale of a prescription for a controlled substance by a practitioner and 4 felony counts of falsifying business records. Wow. All right, so back in January, Jessica allegedly attempted to fill a handwritten prescription for oxycodone in someone else's name. And the craziest of all, the Martinis electronically transmitted multiple prescriptions to pharmacies across Long Island under the name of different Below Deck cast members. And I think I read that how they got caught was one of the pharmacists was a Below Deck fan. And I was like, wait a minute, this isn't. I've never seen this before. So they pleaded not guilty and are currently on supervised release. They are due back in court on January 25th.
This is so crazy. This, for some reason, I didn't really remember these people, even though they've been on so many times.
Yeah.
But these people are very good friends with Bravo in general. If you look at their Instagram,
oh, dear. There's
pictures with cast members and Captain Sandy and producers. Like, Yikes. Wow, you just never know who you're friends with, right?
That's right. Yikes. Well, I'm glad that they got caught.
I know, me too. And I also really enjoyed looking at their mugshots, especially because people that have a lot of Botox and cosmetic procedures
oh my gosh,
so bad in their mugshots. But I feel like I, in my mugshot, I would look about the same.
Right. But you haven't tried to, like, doctor yourself.
Yeah.
You look like you're running in a tunnel. So,
yeah. So I just want to point that out. So definitely check that out. We have a listener comment about last week's episode. Remember when we were trying to understand what Jack said about turkey teeth?
Yeah.
@specs_Durka writes, turkey teeth. All Irish and British people head to Turkey to get their cosmetic surgeries on the cheap. Veneers, hair transplants, and the like.
Okay.
So anyone's teeth that look abnormally white, we'd say, look at Mr. or Mrs. Turkey teeth.
How interesting is that? So it has nothing to do with the animal, but everything to do with the country.
Yeah. I guess it's kind of like Americans going to Mexico. Is that kind of a thing for cosmetic or Brazil?
Yeah.
For cosmetic procedures.
Oh, interesting.
So I had no idea.
Interesting. Well, on that note, it's time for our segment, Join Me on the Wheelhouse, where we decide who needs to see Captain Sandy for a stern talking to. Sarah, who do you choose?
I am going to go with charter guest Matthew for being a Debbie Downer and also Max for saying no to Captain Sandy.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, guys, come on up.
Yeah, we'll see you in the wheelhouse.
That's it for this week's episode of Above Deck. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, and please tell a friend. And rate and review us, 5 stars only.
Please follow us on Instagram at Above Deck Pod. You can email or leave us a voice memo at abovedeckpod@gmail.com. Until next week, I'm Kelly Busby.
And I'm Sarah Goldman. Thanks for joining us.
A Huda Media Production.
I don't know where I got it, but I did go to like Home Alone trivia night.
Oh, and I got it from Buzz.
I got it from Buzz. Could be. Oh man, Kevin, you're such a disease.
A to D.